On Wednesday evening, the Hastings School Board voted on the teachers' collective bargaining agreement for the 2021-2022 and 2022-2023 school years. The agreement was up for a vote and discussion due to concerns raised by new board member Carrie Tate on language and inconsistencies of the language in the agreement.
I have absolutely no issues, no qualms, nothing with terms, conditions, salary, any of it. However, I am unable to vote for this contract in its current state. My issues right now are the parties are defined in the beginning of the contract, and throughout the contract, the names of the parties are not consistent. For example, in the beginning here, it says that the Education Minnesota Hastings, hereinafter referred to as the exclusive representative or association. There are a couple of instances where instead of using one of those two terms as defined, it states admin, as in Education Minnesota. For someone reading this, that indicates the state level union instead of the local union.
Lisa Hedin responded to the concerns.
I would like to point out that the role of the school board versus the role of the staff and the piece of governance versus operation has yet to spend any time on that as this board, and we intend to do that immediately following and for the next couple of weeks. And I feel like that line has been crossed in concerns that you've raised. I would also ask you to consider and remember if meet and confer was covered in phase one and phase two training. Meet and confer is a statutory obligation, and it specifically does not cover contractual items. That's exactly what it exists for, is to discuss educational experience.
The vote results were Becky Beisel, Stephanie Malm, and Lisa Hedin in favor of the agreement. Board members Tate and Mike Reese voted against, and Brian Davis and Jessica Dressley abstained from voting.